Weather conditions across the Midwest will be just about perfect this week for any late-season farming activity because there will not be any real meaningful precipitation in the heart of the region. We are expecting some lake-effect snows to occur across the region just downwind from Lake Michigan and Lake Erie, but we don't expect to see much in the way of significant precipitation in other areas. With that said, I do want to make sure we all understand that there will be a storm system that is currently in the southern plains that will move across the lower Mississippi River Basin, the Tennessee River Basin, en route to the middle and northern Atlantic coastal states during the middle part of this week. That is going to become a nor'easter. We'll likely see a lot of heavy rain from the southeastern United States into the coastal region of the northeast, with the most significant snows occurring well inland, probably from the central and northern parts of the Appalachian Mountain region up into portions of interior Quebec. Now, most of that snow is not expected to be extremely heavy, except for in the mountainous areas, maybe Pennsylvania and parts of New York. But all of the snow will be well west of the coastal region and shouldn't be a huge factor for much travel across the region for the holidays. Now, certainly heavy rain will still delay some of the air travel across some of that region. In the meantime, there's not much precipitation in the heart of the Midwest, as I mentioned before. There will be a few spits and spats on the periphery of the storm system that will come out of the lower Mississippi River Basin and into the middle and northern Atlantic coastal region. So some areas in parts of southern Missouri, western Kentucky, along the Ohio River into southern and eastern Ohio, we'll see a little bit of precipitation as this little nor'easter gets going. Some light snowfall will occur in some of that region in Ohio and certainly western Pennsylvania down into parts of Kentucky, and just some rain or some drizzle expected further to the southwest. Well, the temperatures across the Midwest will certainly be chilly over the next few days. There's certainly no reason for us to expect a huge warm-up for any time real soon. High temperatures today will be mostly in the 30s. We'll see a few upper 20s in the northwest. We'll see a couple of lower 40s possible in the southeast, especially Kentucky. But we're not going to see anything any warmer than that. Tomorrow, we'll see a new surge of cold air coming in across the upper Midwest, and teens and 20s will occur for highs in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and parts of Nebraska. That cold air will overrun the rest of the Midwest right behind that nor'easter, and we'll likely see high temperatures on Wednesday afternoon in the 20s and 30s. Probably see that still occurring one more day on Thursday, although it looks like maybe we'll see some warmer air in parts of Kansas, Missouri, and Kentucky on Thursday afternoon. As we go on into the latter part of the week and into the weekend, temperatures will finally become a little bit more reasonable. We'll look for highs in the 30s and 40s north and some 50s in the south. Low temperatures at night over the next several nights will end up moving lower. We'll likely see readings tomorrow morning, mostly teens and 20s across the region. We'll see a negative and positive single-digit readings occurring on Wednesday morning in the northwestern Corn Belt, and we'll likely see teens and 20s occurring in most other areas that morning, as well as Thursday and possibly Friday as well. It will rebound with those temperatures coming back into the 20s and 30s as we get into the weekend coming up. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.